chances were slender, the beauties were brave. Shall I mourn your decline with some thunderbird wine and a black handkerchief? I miss your sad Virginia whisper. I miss the voice that called my heart. Who, who slapped John? White face, black shirt, white socks, black shoes, black hair, white strap, bled, white tie, black sweet Jean Vincent. Let the blue caps roll tonight. At the soccer ball in the Union Hall, where the bar pierces their delights. Here comes Ducktail Danny grabbing Uncanny Annie. She's the one with the flying feet. You can break the peace, Daddy Sickle Grease, but the beat is reach complete. And the jump back, honey, in the dungarees, tight sweater and a ponytail.
Oh, this is
black gloves, white frost, black crap, white lead, white sheet, black night jet, black dead, white sweet Jean Vincent. There's one in every town. Devil drives till the hearse arrives and you lay the pistol down. Sweet Jean Vincent, with nowhere left to hide, with lazy skin and ashtray eyes, a perforated pride.
This is Birds Make Birds.
You're listening to Freeform Radio.
91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford.
Medford.
Maybe together we can go somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. I've been working at a convenience store. Managed to save us a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs. Finally see what it means to be living. You got a fast car. So we're gonna fly away. We're gonna make a decision. Live tonight or die this way.
too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. Mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school, that's what I did. He got a fast car. We go cruising and stand ourselves. He still ain't got a job. Not work in the market as a checkout girl. I don't think things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs.
I'm David Green McVitie.
Sorry.
No, I mean, we had so much going on. Don't, not at all. That's, I mean, we have plenty of time, so. Oh, also, I was going to ask, can you decrease the volume on it, or do you want me to?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, so I'm going to turn it all the way up on my laptop.
Please.
Good evening. You're listening to This Is Dancing. I'm David Green McVitie.
And I'm DJ Shell. Let's find out what headlined news this week. First, Ronald Weatherford with health.
In the mid-20th century, B.F. Skinner determined that a variable ratio reward system was the most efficient method of positive reinforcement. Well, he wasn't using sour cream and onion flavored anything. Patient Michelle Stevens has just submitted herself to the constant draw of salt, sugar, and all the artificial flavors from Mars, Incorporated. Michelle, at what time of day are your cravings strongest?
Well, now that I'm aware of the vending machines on the first floor of my building, I find myself having strong cravings at all hours of the day.
And is there anything that can keep you from a piece of that Kit Kat bar?
The only thing that could keep me from a Kit Kat bar is a bag of Fritos. Sometimes I like to use the snacks as an incentive to get my work done faster, but I often find myself wandering down to the V machine before I can finish my work.
Ha! I'm in the V machine fan club myself. Lastly, Michelle, if you would, in one word, describe the presence of the ice cream vending machine.
I can give you three. Omnipresent, omniscient, and omnipotent.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, to business.
This is Monica Kate Smith with Business News. This week, bonds strengthen between Boston's geotechnical consulting superpowers, GEI and Haley and Aldrich. Shareholders from each company got together for a friendly game of basketball on the Charlestown courts this week. They declined to comment, but some bystanders believed that the two companies may be in negotiations about properties in the Boston underground engineering market, causing us to wonder who will come out on top.
Thank you much, ma'am. This is MCVT. Just giving you a little preview of what kind of dancing we're gonna do all night and the rock and roll, the soul that's coming at the end. That's right. After we had done... We're gonna give you a little bit of the stuff that reminds us we all got that soul.
This is Greeny Green back on the scene with weather, and you know what wasn't green this week? The grass.
Wowzers, this week was hot. Okay, maybe the heat gave us a break, but damn, that dew point didn't get the memo. Look out your window and you could see people swimming through the air. It was that humid.
Your favorite co-host back on the court. In short, Michelle was belle of ball. Spectators were in awe of the frequency with which she was making her buckets. Short buckets, long buckets, and the special mid-range. As they say in the hood of Brothers, call that woman Swoops for the way she gets hoops. Just don't call her doll.
It'll be there.
Wow, that was really good.
Thank you. It's going to take me about 30 seconds to get up.
Oh, you're already on the air, though.
Super hot fire. He spits that. Ian O'Malley hand. I know that.
You don't get ahead in business by sitting still.
What do you live?
And here.
You didn't know? I just figured you'd want to... understand all the benefits of Amtrak. It can take you many a place. Many people. Alrighty, here we go. Music. Dot. I want it that way. So I guess we can pretty much get started, huh?
Wow, the whole crew is here in the stew. I guess let's just get something...
Thank you.
Back in the stewed. This is Dancing, and I'm DJ Shell.
I'm David Green McVitie. To end the This Is Dancing season, this version of Initials features not 12, but 24 clues, and we have not one, not two, but six contestants today. Do you guys want to go ahead and introduce yourselves?
Hey guys, it's Ian. I missed last week, but I'm excited to be back this week for the finale of season one of This Is Dancing.
Saki returning again.
Annie back as well.
I'm Evan.
Super hot fire. I spit that.
I'm Rachel, roommate of Shell and Annie, second time here.
That was huge.
Jordan, you're calling in, right?
Is it me? Yeah. Hey guys, this is Jordan. It's my first time here. Happy to be playing.
Awesome. Let's start things off with a recap of what happened in previous weeks.
This is John Jakes, and I'm feeling good as hell.
Last week, John Jakes staked his claim to Initials' greatness.
John. Julia Roberts. John. Jean Rousseau. John.
David.
John.
Jolly Rangers.
That's correct.
Yowza.
Is setting a new record with six.
John.
John.
Just right.
That's correct. Just right.
Gracious in defeat.
Evan Elijah Wood.
See, you locked it up.
You just locked it up good.
He was also gracious in victory. Meanwhile, two newcomers.
Hey, I'm Lee.
A sista.
Hi, I'm Miles.
And a model barista turned in strong debut performances.
I think it's Joe. Joe Rowley.
Lee, Japanese restaurant?
That's correct.
Hey, yeah.
And Zaki was his usual courteous self.
He gets it. Thank you.
But for all the sweetness in this dude.
Lee, please call again.
I will.
We're sitting in the presence of the Usain Bolt of Initials.
Somebody was sour.
What's her first name?
Ooh. Are you serious?
I don't know.
Is that a type of dog breed?
Is there a JR type of dog breed?
There sure is.
Ask them.
He gets it. Don't roll your eyes.
Hey, what's the big idea?
So let this be a reminder to him and everyone else who's brought initials to its feet. How much fun we've had.
Today's initials are S C.
Oh, Samuel Cat.
E W.
M A.
B P.
President.
Oh, boy president. J R.
No.
All right, I'll stick with it.
All right, guys, this is Ian O'Malley's O'Malley.
Oh, this is John Jakes.
This is Ann Shaw Brown.
Messing around.
Evan Turcotte here.
That's correct.
This is Zachy Klieger.
Hi, I'm Miles.
Go for it. Hey, I'm Lee.
This is Chelsea.
This is Rachel.
Yes, Rach.
This is David Green McVitie.
Get out of the dude. DJ Shell here in the dude.
Let's do it.
Admittedly, it's a really tough first name. I have a clue for this. Oh. Yeah?
Blaze.
Yes.
Whoa. His book, Night, is widely taught in schools.
Oh, Annie. Ellie Wiesel.
I had 5 kids, and they all had kids, and now there's just a bunch of people running around with my name.
John Rockefeller?
Zachy. John Rockefeller.
Oh, ice cold!
BA's best team this last year.
Michelle. Oh, it's
close one. Never forget.
I was going to go with Enormous Willie.
Enormous Willie.
Yes.
I have a bunch of children from different countries.
Big Poppy.
Oh, Zachy, that's it.
Is that right?
No, 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 wrong.
That clue might apply.
Children.
Let's rock.
Oh my God, you have BP on your shirt.
Oh, crazy.
Holy crap. Because I was a bad biatch.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Okay, awesome. It's S-C. S-C.
Magna cum, bitches. Couldn't I have gotten like a half point for getting Collins right?
We all got Collins right, though.
Yeah, because you got it in your head because I said it.
And number 11.
Oh, because
you guys are just guessing female names that begin with S.
Number 1. We all said because it rhymes with Rollins.
<You're right. laughs> It's
Reading. Wait, did they read there? Or...
Wait.
The reading.
That's not a reading festival.
Zachy.
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 This is dancing, and it's goddamn fun.
All right, that was a really fun intro. I'm excited to present initials this week. We've got a double feature, so that means 24 clues. I don't think that Ian just saw any of them.
Good.
All right, this week's initials are S-S.
Ooh. Oh. Wait, what were those initials?
S-S.
Thank you.
X? Did you just say X?
Was that X as in xylophone?
Xylophone.
Silver Surfer.
X-ray?
We didn't. There's one that I wondered if anybody else would have known. No?
You're not speaking into a microphone. So I can't hear you.
Say number one.
Let's start it off with our first one.
Clue number one.
I was born in New York City in 1946.
Clue number two.
Due to complications during birth, I was born with a severed nerve in my face, which caused partial paralysis. As a result, I am known for my snarling look and slightly slurred speech. Did you notice how many S's were in that?
Number three. Number three.
I was credited for my first acting role in 1970, where I was featured.
Ian. Oh, Ian. Steven Seagal.
Incorrect.
Evan, oh. Sylvester Stallone.
Evan, that's correct.
Damn.
It was for a softcore porn film.
Oh. That would have definitely worked for Steven Seagal.
You would have been like, yep, I'm right about this.
What's the title of that? Just curious.
My anaconda, my anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hun. Maybe it was Anaconda. I don't know.
Hold on, I just wanted to see what it was called.
Darn.
It's important info.
Is it on Netflix?
Party at Kitty and Studs.
Oh, oh. Oh.
Do you think he's stud?
Oh.
Or is he a party goer?
It doesn't say.
Party that was
at,
huge.
Party at Kitty's?
Probably
Kitty and Stud.
Oh, I bet he's Kitty.
Kitty like a kitty cat?
Many have become convinced that it's a hardcore sex film, actually.
Ooh. Oh, interesting.
But are it is merely a supremely boring and inept softcore affair.
Inept.
What? Can you also classic. Tell us what site you're on? If it's not Wikipedia, it is probably.
No, it's Rolling Stone.
Funny,
the title is Flashback. Sylvester Stallone stars in 1970 softcore porn film.
And who is on
written
what
by
side
Andy Green?
Did you, I think you just said softcore porn.
Corn.
Sylvester Stallone loves his soft corn.
Just slightly overcooked corn.
Wait, it's Jordan still there?
Jordan, are you here?
I am here still.
Yes, he sure is.
Jordan loves soft corn
so
as well.
Number two.
Yeah, let's go on to number two.
Clue number one.
Despite the fact that I am not a good conductor, I am prominently featured at the Walt Disney Concert Music Hall.
Clue number two.
In St. Louis and Chicago, tourists flock to see me, and yet they rarely acknowledge me.
Ian, stainless steel?
That's correct.
Ah!
Let's go.
Oh, wow.
Good one.
Nice. Nice conductor clue.
I'm thinking music score. Conductor.
Yes.
Do you want it like a piece of paper?
If you try and use the numbers, yeah. They will start to
right,
say
that's
them.
That's
your keypad thing?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. No, yeah.
It's like, so he's going to start writing down numbers, yeah. And it's going to be like clue number
the
one.
The thing is, feel free to like speak up. You know, we can edit all this out.
Okay.
And the listeners in their cars will just be confused.
Hi, listeners.
Thinking about the listeners.
Good evening, listeners. How many listeners
Thanks
do we have?
We've got eight whole listeners online right now.
Eight whole listeners? We already have.
Whole ones. I mean, yeah, there's like three halves, but...
When David presses for clue number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, he is pressing the numbers on the keyboard. And if he was going to keep score.
Oh. All right. Are we ready for number 3?
We're ready. Is David ready?
Here we go.
Clue number 1.
I'm American through and through.
I'm talking about Mountain Dews, baby.
Clue number 2.
Tragically, two of my kind have disintegrated, killing 14 humans.
Nobody Evan, heart. Space shuttle?
Yes.
Two horse race.
That was supposed to be clue number nice, 1. I moved Evan. It up because I was like, this is
nicely
just...
done, Evan.
Should have moved it up more.
Came to spank today, baby.
Starts with an S.
I know.
Might have to do
let's
it twice.
Spank, let's spank. Let's spank. Let's
spank. Spank, spank. Let's spank. Let's spank today. That's a good one.
Number 4. Oh, this is number 4.
Clue number 1.
I'm 46.
Is that it?
Clue number two.
Broadcast in over 120 countries.
Yes, Queen!
Clue number three.
Rachel, Sports Center?
Incorrect.
Oh. How do you spell Center?
Oh, it's Center.
With a C, not an S.
Nice.
Evan, Sesame Street?
Clue number three.
Lord, dear Lord, Evan.
Gave him too much time.
My hiney, Evan, no.
Is that three?
This is?
2 hours later, Evan with the record with 23.
Hey, is it all building? Like, this is one just giant game? Yeah. Or we're not splitting into two?
I guess it's not going to be split into two because we don't
Unless
have...
Unless you guys want.
Oh, I don't care.
For the sake of your podcast, you might want to split it into two.
And make it into two episodes?
Oh, no, just, I don't know. Is it?
We have a halftime.
It's 24, I don't know, maybe a halftime song.
Yeah, halftime.
Well, you can do that in the podcast.
Whoever is winning at halftime gets to pick a song.
It. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, whoever.
I already picked out a song.
I'm taking you down, Evan.
At this point, Zach's like, a song? All right, I better win.
Zach! You gotta put it in the middle.
I'm gonna hop around like, a little bit.
All right, just let's keep going.
I'm putting tabs in front of the ones I've done. All right. This is number five.
Clue number one.
Although my roots can be traced back to ancient ages, I actually was only invented in 1930.
Clue number two.
I am associated with the four elements, air, earth, water, and fire.
Clue number three.
I attempt to explain why Shell is adventurous or David is ambitious.
Clue number four.
Wikipedia defines me as the form of astrology most commonly found in newspaper and magazine columns.
Evan, star signs?
That's correct.
Star signs?
I thought it was astrology.
I was like star something.
I
star
spit sign. That.
Good one.
All right.
You ate your Wheaties this morning.
Had eggs and toast.
Somewhere. So John was really disappointed that he...
John Jakes, last week's winner, was very disappointed that he couldn't make it to the studio today. And if and when Evan runs away with this, he'll be even more frustrated, I'm guessing. But I'll leave it to next season to let the Titans clash.
This is number six.
Clue number one.
I was born and raised in the big old mitten state, Michigan.
Clue number two.
My first name means comes with a sword.
Clue number three.
I'm known for my melancholy electronica sounds and psychedelic performance garb.
Annie, Sufjan Stevens.
That's correct.
Ooh, nicely done.
I keep thinking about women. My mind is on only women.
Because I'm a woman and I'm reading the clues.
Because I love women. And most of the celebrities I know are women. I don't know. But I do think there's another celebrity from Michigan that is a woman.
Oh.
With the initials SS. Maybe not though. I wasn't confident she was from Michigan.
There are also a lot of people and things with the initials SS. We just picked 24 of them.
Yeah, I guess.
But was that person a male? Sufjan?
Sufjan is a male.
That's a male.
Yeah.
Souffle?
His Souffle name Stevens. Means comes with a sword.
I thought
you're going to get it right, Annie. I have confidence in you.
Okay.
So, wait, it's Evan has four and Ian and Annie have one?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Only halfway through.
A lot of games.
Quarter.
This is number seven.
Quarter left, technically.
That was the first quarter.
This is number seven.
Clues number one.
When it comes to equations, I am easy to describe. However, I am never fully achieved in nature.
Ian. Simple Solution.
Incorrect.
Oh, I have no idea what that means.
Yeah. Clue number two.
Add a bunch of salt to water, and you can bet your bottom dollar that eventually the concentration will be the same throughout.
Oh,
Rachel, steady state.
No! Yes, Rachel.
Damn. Oh, we got that too.
The next clue was about you, Jordan.
Please read it.
Kendall and Jordan have been going out for eons. I don't see much changing in the future. I didn't write this one, David.
With love,
he says, if you can't hear him.
Darn.
This is number eight.
Clue number one.
My middle name is Kelvin, and my paternal family name is Peralta, and I was known to my family and friends as Mikey.
Clue number two.
I was born in the Dominican Republic in 1968.
Ooh, Annie, Sammy Sosa?
Yes!
Wow.
That was speedy.
Were you sitting on Sammy Sosa?
I wasn't thinking about that one, but once you said Dominican.
That's
a good one.
That's the major SS and Dominican guy.
Yeah. What was the first clue?
His middle name, his full name is Samuel Kelvin Peralta Sosa, but he was known as Mikey when he was growing up, which like doesn't make sense, but
that's hilarious.
It's whatever, you know. That's what Wikipedia said. Wait, at least it could be
Sammy is his actual first name. Oh, Samuel. Okay. Yeah.
He's a real strange looking guy.
So I think his official Wikipedia name was Samuel Sammy Kelvin Peralta Sosa. This is number nine.
Oh, shoot. I don't even have it on the board. I have the nine times Mrs. Bueller song somewhere.
Oh, I could have.
Nine times.
Wait, do you want me to try to find it?
Yeah, actually, because we can pause this game. No, I'll
you just add it in. Nine times.
What?
We don't need Paul or Ringo. George, John, and I were quite the dynamic trio.
I'm most proud of this one. I was pretty proud of that clue. You'll see why.
Clue number two.
I co-founded DreamWorks Studios.
Lee Minardi, didn't he do that?
Pixar or something.
Yeah.
Clue number three.
I was involved in Jaws, the Indiana Jones
Evan,
film.
Evan, Steven Spielberg.
Yes, that's correct.
Nice.
So when you look at all those,
George Lucas, John Williams as the main composer, and Steven Spielberg worked on like all of those together.
Deep.
So I just thought it was kind of a cool coincidence that they shared the first names of them Beatles.
Great clue.
Very tricky.
Sensational clue. Yeah. One might say the best clue of all time.
Yeah.
One might.
Well, yeah, one might.
I'm gonna make you one might.
I believe this is number 10.
I believe I can fly. Oh.
Clue
number one.
I think they'll be able to hear me in the background.
Hopefully.
It's just going to be quiet.
It's going to be great.
Should I?
You're going to sound like a lurking lurker.
So, Will Ferrell's weekend. Will Ferrell has this weekend update where he can't modulate. He's like, "Hi, my name is Will, and I suffer from immodulation. I have no sense of pitch or volume of my voice." And so he often cracks up when Tina Fey was the anchor.
Evan's on five.
Evan's on five.
And he's on fire.
Sort of close behind. Two.
Thanks, David.
All right.
This is 10.
This is number 10.
Clue number one.
In the PG-rated film Grease, Rizzo tells him, "Eat your heart out," but Danny replies that it just ain't his style.
What? I'm a little confused about how that was going to move.
A potential source for many of the disputes.
Can I read this one?
Please.
Please.
The This is David Green McVitie, and I'm not so proud to introduce number 10, but enjoy.
Clue number one.
In the PG rated film Grease, Rizzo tells him, "Eat your heart out," but Danny replies, "It just ain't his style."
Clue.
There's a clue in there somewhere.
I love that movie.
This is a potential source for many of the disputes left unresolved on the Jerry Springer Show.
Ian. Sex scandal?
No.
Great effort.
PG, I don't know.
Clue number three.
This is also a potential solution, no pun intended, to sexual intercourse between a man who reaches climax faster than his partner.
Oh, wait. Oh, crap.
Heaven, self-service.
I was thinking the same thing. Incorrect.
Nice, though.
My anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hun.
Clue number one.
Oh, that was not number one. This is number what, four?
Clue number four. Self-service.
The Wikipedia definition includes the phrase, "who already has received in the relevant orifice." To further clarify, it continues, "the phrase buttered bun is sometimes..." "The phrase buttered bun is sometimes used to refer to the owner of the orifice in question."
Wow.
I guess I'm proud of you guys for not knowing this one. The only other clue I have here is, as of 10 seconds ago, this subject turned away every listener our parents' age or older. A less sexual definition of this might be hooking up with someone immediately after they've broken up with their significant other.
Rachel Sloppy Seconds.
Oh.
I'm glad I had I'm sorry, guys. I'm glad I had that much fun making.
Can you explain the Jerry Springer clue? Because I was hung up on that, and I don't see how that would make sense.
So if two men... I don't want to be on air for this. I'm thinking if two men and a woman decide to engage in sloppy seconds, then it would be unclear whose child it was.
Right. Mm. Fair.
Given the common solution.
Right.
Used, I guess, look up sloppy seconds.
My beef is with the one about the hookup, like someone finishes first. That one I don't think really fits.
Oh, if you're a woman and your dude finishes in like 10 seconds, you're going to want some more.
From someone different?
Maybe.
If the dude can't continue to supply.
I see. Okay.
Well, wait, what was the first one? The first clue? We're going through all the clues right now. What was the first one?
Let's move on to number 11. Oh.
And also, one of the clues was like, "we'll help you slow down," but that was the one you were talking about?
I think so, yeah. It's okay.
Climax much faster than his partner.
It works.
But we don't need to spend time talking about it.
That's fascinating. I said in the PG film Grease, right?
Yeah.
Because they mentioned Grease, and Grease is rated PG. That's like...
They just mentioned...
They've got some risky moments in Grease.
Danny literally says, "sloppy seconds ain't my style" in Grease.
Is that what he says? I was trying to just remember that whole time. I love that movie.
Nice.
Number 11.
Key point
for
Rachel. Minute. Clue number one.
I had a rough childhood, not many friends, and I was raised in a household that was often brewing with anger and frustration.
Clue number two.
My classmate James was my arch enemy in school. He played tricks on me and bullied me.
Evan Severus Snape.
Yes.
Good one.
Evan, start to think. This is going to be number 12, so start to think about your song.
On it. Trying to distract me?
Number 12. Final one before a halftime song.
Clue number one.
Now sold in America, Canada, and Ireland, it was a regional specialty to Chicago until 2012.
Clue number two.
In 2010, Jimmy Fallon purchased the entire stock of one particular store so that his audience members were temporarily the only ones in the New York City area who could enjoy this item.
Clue number three.
When it was first introduced in 1970, it was lemon-lime flavored. Now it is mint flavored.
Clue number four.
Listed ingredients include milk, sugar, cream, high fructose corn syrup, yellow 5, and blue 1.
Clue number 5.
An item on McDonald's menu in February and March.
Oh, Rachel, shamrock shake.
Yeah. I didn't know what that was.
Me neither.
It was invented in Chicago.
Yeah, I guess so. I'm embarrassed, but not that embarrassed.
It sounds kind of gross.
It's not very good. Well, in my opinion, do you like it?
I've never had one, actually.
Has anyone ever had one here?
I figured it was just a milkshake with green in it. Is it something different? Oh, it's mint flavored.
And milkshakes don't have corn syrup or high fructose corn syrup.
Mm-hmm. Well, but ice cream has sugar, so...
Right.
But yeah, it's probably gross. I mean, it's from McDonald's, yeah. So it's not high qual.
Yeah. Well, I do love a chocolate shake from McDonald's.
There's nothing wrong with
Frosties
it.
Are always at the top of my list of fast food McFlurries. Shakes.
I'm John Jakes, and I just had a shamrock shake.
All right. So that wraps up our halftime.
Ooh.
Evan, what song do you want for our halftime performance?
I can't think of any.
You can't think of it. Did you pick a victory song?
10 seconds. No.
Down the D by Nika.
No, that might be played later.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, play it again. We can play it again.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Edit it out. Oh, but he's going to say it.
Yeah. Can you pick a different song?
I can pick a different song.
Go Almadie. I can choose a different song from Mika.
No.
Well, if it's already going to happen.
I just wanted to hear it. So if you're going to play it later.
So what's the halftime song?
We'll go with Hey Ya by Outkast.
That's a great choice.
Sad yes, song. Queen.
Sad.
That's the first time anybody's ever...
That's not true.
There's a good big boy, Andre. He's
let's listen to it.
Oh, yeah.
I wish you were there.
One, two, three. My baby don't mess around because she loves me so. Thank God for mom and dad for sticking two together, 'cause we don't know how.
say she left? Or she's leaving.
My...
Don't you think it's perfect and the feeling's worth it when we're getting down, 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 down. And everything you've...
This is WMFO in Medford, and this is Dancing. I'm DJ Shell.
I'm David Green McVitie.
And we're back from our halftime show with our second round of initials. This week's initials are SS. And so far, our standings are Evan with 5, Ian with 1, Annie with 2, Rachel with 3, and Jordan and Zachy with 0.
Evan has 6, I think, because that added to 11 if I am incorrect.
Yeah, I thought I had 6 too.
Evan has 6.
Did you get the last one? No, Rachel got the last one.
Yeah.
Yeah. 6, 3, 2, 1. Is that right? Yeah.
Oh. Sorry.
It's okay.
I can't read the, you know, tally marks upside down.
Especially when it's going like that. All right. I am tired.
So should we start this off with like number 1? Or this is number 13?
Let's go
13.
Let's go 13.
Yeah, 13. Okay.
All right. Number 13.
Clue number 1.
I grew up in Chicago and attended University of Illinois until they kicked me out. Also, fun fact, my dad was also kicked out of University of Illinois. But his name is Mark Stevens. Not.
Oh, fun fact, your dad. I thought you were saying.
Sorry, this is me. Whoa. This is just me.
I thought you were giving us the last name
here.
There. I was like, whoa, whoa.
Mark Stevens, my father.
My whole boy's trying to warn me, but you got me.
Awesome.
Why did he get kicked out?
My dad?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's appropriate to say over air. Well, you know, he just got kicked out because
he
was on his worst behavior. He didn't do well in his classes because he his philosophy was to study for his tests by just smoking weed and thinking about it.
Thinking about the lectures, the concepts.